Hello.
Oh, hi, Roman.
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. Good, thank you.
Hi. I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing the $49 payment for your website hosting.
Oh, okay, because I thought I canceled it. Yeah.
No, it looks like you originally had the whole program and you canceled that, but you kept the website for $49 monthly. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm calling about, is just the website hosting.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I got a new card and, I thought it canceled on that as well. If it doesn't get paid, you know, so.
I see.
Because I didn't get that job, not even one job from your guys, and I've been with you for a while with Local Splash, and I didn't get not even jobs. So what's the point when I'm paying you guys so much money all the time every month, but I'm not getting anything in return? So it was just like waste of money, to be honest, because although I've been working with my old clients and with other companies, and I mean, we get jobs, but with Local Splash, I didn't even get not even one job, so I wasn't satisfied at all, and I don't want to continue with that.
Okay, if you'd like to cancel, then I would have to collect the past due amount, and that's because in your terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So the good news is you're only past due for $49, because come December 11th, that would reoccur to $98. That will continue to reoccur until this settles.
Yeah, I don't think I owe you guys anything, because what's the point of paying you guys when I was just paying for basically money went to the pocket? I didn't get money in job. So
can I share something with you, if I may?
What's the reason of me paying you guys if I'm not getting any job? And this
okay,
whole time
I
want to
share something
paying,
with you, Roman. Roman, I understand what you're saying, but when you signed up with us and when your account was active, your company had been found on the first page of Google 1,227 times, and you
okay,
had 101 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So
okay,
in
even,
June
even,
of this
even,
year,
even
can you,
if,
can you please hear me out? Because I want to explain something to you. Then I'll give you all the time to talk, I promise. I'm just trying
okay.
to explain to you that in June of this year, you canceled all of that placement and you just kept your website for $49 a month. Now, a website in and of itself is never going to bring anybody a client, right? So I never recommend that someone goes to that package unless it's a last resort. You still need a website, you know, brightelectricscorporation.net is the website that we host and maintain for you. And that could, you know, be credible and help you land jobs from other sources. But again, it will never bring you clients unless it gets exposure. And that aspect of the program was canceled back in June. That's when you decided to go with the $49 package. Now, with that being said, I have an interesting story. Is a client of mine called me a couple of weeks ago and he said, Tina, you know, can you help me open up the lead that's coming through my site? I can't open it. I said, okay. And it was a person that was saying, I want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you came and offered me last week. And he said, that's the strangest thing, because that client, I remember them vividly. They didn't come from Google. They came, I guess he was working with like an Angie Leads or a Home Advisor, like one of those lead services. He said, that was a job that I bid on through one of those lead services. So I told him, guess what they did after you went on and you bid on that work? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a credible website and he was up on all the popular directories, it solidified him in getting that job. So, and that's what the site will do for you too, Roman, if you decide to keep it. Now, one thing I can do to help you out a little bit is I could put you into corporate pricing for the website hosting, and that's just $29 monthly. So that would at least save you $20 off of the past due balance and also allow you to keep your site, brightelectricscorporation.net. One thing I'm looking on at your account, though, real quick, if I may, I'm noticing that there's a one-star review on your Google listing. So I just want to see.
Yeah, that guy wasn't even, that wasn't even from the local Splash. It was from Home Advisor. And then that dumb person, whoever left a review, wasn't even supposed to, because I didn't even do any job for him. The only thing was I was supposed to come meet him. And then there was some emergency job that came out, and I wasn't able to come out to his job or to come by. He got mad, and he left me a review. Like, how dumb you gotta be to leave somebody a review when I didn't even do anything, any jobs to you. So it's just stupid people, all I can say.
That could be affecting you a little bit right now as far as conversion. So I'll send you
Let me talk as well, because I
heard I want to give you. Yep, thank you, Roman. Go ahead.
You said that there was 1,000 something reviews. Even if there was a millions of reviews, what's the
not
point
reviews.
Of the reviews?
Not reviews. It's the that many times people found you on the first page of Google. So let's say
people have found me. What's the point of that when I didn't get not even one job from you guys? What's the point of it that they were been viewing me and I didn't get any job from it? What's the point? And that's the reason I canceled it, and I was just paying $50, $49.99 just to keep my a website. And and even keeping website, what's the point of that when somebody came on my and left me a bad review when I didn't even do any job for him, and I'm not getting any job from you guys when I have settled with other bunch of companies that I've been working for 10 years almost with a bunch of builders, and I'm fine. I have a lot of jobs, and I just don't see no reason continuing working with you guys, because I'm just throwing off my money out of my pocket just for, because you said you brought one example because somebody had quoted or something, they came back. That's not going to help me, because I don't care. Like, I've seen, like, throughout this whole time, I didn't get no jobs. I've been just throwing my money out of my pocket. What's the point of continuing working with this or having my website when there's no point of it? When before having you guys, I've had a lot of jobs. And with you guys, I didn't get no jobs from you guys. So what's the point? I don't see no point. I just don't see it, honestly. Like, if you would have called me and say, hey, this guy needs a job, this, and I would have went and checked, and then I would get bids and make money, yeah, I'd probably see the point. But I don't see the point. You guys sent some, or like there were like views or something, people went on my side, but what's the point? Like, there's no point for me at all, to be honest.
So again, a website in and of itself will never bring anybody business. It becomes
I just
like
told
a billboard.
You why I canceled it. Right. I just told you why I canceled it to go to just the website, because I weren't getting any jobs.
So can I share with you just
one job, and I just honestly don't see no point. It's okay. You don't have to share. I just want to cancel it.
I'm just looking at some addresses of people that inquired about your service. There was David Hammond on 21067 Southwest 86th Court in Tulane. Hi, I'm building a shed in our backyard to serve as a home office. I want to wire the shed.
Yeah,
he was inquiring about your service.
Chris
Chessery.
Also was looking for a quote. He was just trying to see how much would it cost. I have millions of those people calling me every day to provide them a free quote. And what am I? going to be driving around, wasting my money and gas and everything, providing free quotes, or like, hey, come look at my job, give me a quote.
But okay, there's 69 of those leads on the dashboard, so I think you've gotten more work out of this than what you think you have. That might have been one example.
I've never gotten not even one job. Not even one job. Each time I speak with a client, I ask them and I talk to them to see where they found me, how did they, and never from local splash. I've never heard nobody. I know who's my clients are coming from. I know who I'm working with, and I know, trust me.
So no one will ever tell you they found you on Local Splash because we're not promoting Local Splash. They would say, I saw you on the internet. I looked you up online.
Yes,
I found
yes,
you on Google.
Yes, yes. No,
that's
I
the
never
kind
heard
of thing.
That. No. I just keep on working with my old clients, with my old builders, with my other companies like Home Advisor, like other companies, and Thumbtack and all the other companies, and I'm fine. I'm happy. Like, I just didn't see, honestly, I kind of a little upset that I even went with you guys because there was honestly just no point of it.
Okay. Okay. So I helped you out a little bit with the past due balance, but that still has to be settled. And I'm not going to tell you what to do with your business. If you don't want to pay it, that's okay with me, but it will affect your credit. It's kind of like if I joined the gym or something and I agreed to a membership fee on the 11th of each month. And then I said, I hate this gym. The equipment's broken when I come in and I never used it, so I don't want to pay you. They'd say, but you still agreed to pay us each month on the 11th and now it's past due. So that's all I'm saying is we could take care of that final payment of $29. I can cancel you right out after. You won't
that's
have
fine.
To worry about any further charges.
I'll pay $29, but
okay. I'll cancel it right away. You'll get a confirmation in 15 minutes. You won't have to worry about anything in the future. And I'm still going to send you that review generator email. It doesn't have to be a client from Google or from Local Splash. Send it to any of your past or present clients, and it'll help you get some more 5-star ratings on Google, okay? So what it is it'll say, thank you for using Bright Electric S Corp. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing and they can put a 5-star rating for you. And the idea behind that is to decrease the relevancy of that one crazy person that went out there and they wrote you a 1-star review and they never even used you. Pretty soon they push that one all the way down and it's not even relevant anymore. So if it's a client from Home Advisor, if it's a client from one of your own connections, anybody, even a friend or a relative can go on and write you a review on Google. So I just sent you the email with the hyperlink so it's easy for them to find it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that'll help you. Okay, so go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
Okay, 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, 4701.
Okay.
3400.
Got it.
0537.
Mm-hmm.
2564. 1027 expiration.
Okay, and the code?
729.
And for this card, is it still the 18th Street for the billing address?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then I can process the cancellation, and you will be good to go. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So I just got the green light for you. So you're all taken care of there, and then, like I said, I'll process the cancellation, and you'll get a confirmation within 15 minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, and I'm sorry that it didn't work out, Roman, but have a really great rest of your week and a nice holiday season, too.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Great.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.